Let Them Eat Cake with Lady Red Velvet.
Oh, she's no lady. She's a beast.
She is a beast, and she's here in the UK. UK hun. Well, I'm here to tell you all today about why I'm in the UK, about my favourite things about the UK, and also the things I don't like about the UK. So I am sat inside the conservatory at my mum and dad's house. Oh, look, you can hear in the background the ambulance as it goes past. That's an omen, isn't it? Well, talking of ambulances, the reason I'm back in the UK is because I have been looking after my dear mum and dad. My mum had a knee operation 2 weeks ago, and she is recovering slowly but surely. Today was a big day, and we had to get her to the doctors and have a big sticky plaster removed from her knee, and it's healed really well. So I'm back here looking after her, taking it in turns with my brother and sister to give her the support she needs. My poor dad has been in hospital as well, but he's now out after 6 days and he's back to normal. And for my dad, that's pretty good going. He's made of hard stuff. The only thing we've got to do with him is control his eating of biscuits. He's a biscuit monster and he needs to watch his diet. But everywhere I hide the blooming biscuits, he finds them, he sniffs them out, and then you find crumbs everywhere. I even found in his side table by his bed. I went in one morning to give them a cup of tea, and I found him urgently trying to shut this side drawer. And I thought, what's going on there? A pack of ginger biscuits sticking out of it. He had tried to shuffle them away and hide them and been eating them in the night. Oh dear, it's very true what they say. When your parents get older, they convert to being a bit like kids, don't they? Well, it is nice to be back home. It has been hard work. Anyone who knows looking after someone close to them when they've had an operation or have been unwell, it's a lot of work, but of course it's something that you have to do, and it's important to be able to do, and I know it's appreciated. Well, I thought, what could be my topic while I'm in the UK? I'm lucky on a afternoon. They've been fed, they've been medicated, they've been sat down in their sofas. So I have a few hours to kind of chill and relax. This is my time in the afternoon before the evening nursing begins. So I thought, you know what, I'll record my podcast, keep up to date with it, and we'll talk about the UK. Well, as you know, I am British. I am from West Sussex, in a little village called Storrington, and it's a beautiful place. It's on the South Downs, and actually Storrington means home of the storks. And a stork, of course, is a bird that in nursery rhymes and stories you see them delivering the babies in their beaks with the swaddling and so on. Well, it used to be a place where storks would gather, and actually the sign for the village is a picture of a stork. Ing comes from the Saxon word meaning people, and ton refers to town. So basically it's the town of the storks with the people. So you can see how these words relate to them. It's a lovely place when it's sunny. We have had mostly rain, and this is one of the things that I dislike most about the UK. Of course, it makes the UK beautiful and green. We have gorgeous gardens, which is on my favourite list. We have beautiful, beautiful gardens, but the amount of rain, oh my goodness, it gets depressing. Wow. And of course, living in Barcelona, I'm so used to seeing the blue skies, the sunshine, just being able to go out and about and feel you can do things, even in winter, is amazing. Whereas in the UK, especially if you're a UK listener, you will, of course, know what I mean. It can stop you doing things. Of course, you also have to just get on with it, with an umbrella, with a raincoat or whatever, but it's just not as much fun. So that's a little bit about where I'm from. One thing that really is quite funny, sometimes, because my Spanish isn't great, people think that I am Spanish putting on a fake English accent and then speaking bad Spanish, but I'm actually Spanish. How complicated is that? I'm always like, no, I'm not that clever. And that has not just happened once, it's happened a good handful of times. Well, I'm definitely British. I like to say European, actually. I didn't vote for Brexit. So, my top likes and dislikes. Well, I'm a fan of British food. I know people moan about it and people get very stereotypical, but to tell the truth, I think British food is amazing. And I think some of our things are the best in the world. Cheeses. I will fight to the death and have got into arguments with friends about cheeses. British cheese is amazing. It's so good. A cheddar is fabulous. And I'm not talking about the one they have in Spain where they call it a cheddar. That's not a cheddar. That's fake cheddar. That is not cheddar. A good cheddar. Oh, Wensleydale. A Red Leicester. Oh, delicious, delicious, delicious. I love a cheese on toast. Absolutely love that. Melted cheese on toast. Cheese. And there's so many different types of British food that are so good. Some of it, of course, comforting. I don't care if it's stereotypical. Fish and chips is one of the best things in the world. Oh, my goodness. I think tomorrow we're going to have that for tea. I'm going to have a bit of vinegar and salt on the chips, of course. Love that. Are you a salt and vinegar person? We've had some amazing pies this week. We do some really good meat pies. Delicious. Even bought my brother, we called it a chick lick swick. A chicken leek and sweet corn pie. We'd always say, popping down the village for a chick lick swick. Love that. So I'm a big fan of British food. And when I come back, it doesn't have to be fine cuisine. Sometimes you just crave those naughty snacks that you can't get abroad. Even like a pepperami. I know they called it the slag of snacks, didn't they? Absolutely, it's a bit of an animal. Where it is, it's terrible. I don't like to think what actually is in it, but I love a pepperami. Love the crisps. Again, being in Spain, there's more of a selection now, but they are nothing compared to the crisp selection in the UK. My favourite is, of course, Monster Munch. People will often say which flavour. I love them all, but I would say a beef, which I know is controversial. It's actually written into our wedding vows that whenever I travel to the UK, I must promise to bring back David Martin, my husband, DJ Tiramisu, a bag of Monster Munch, at least a bag. It's got to be more like a multi-pack. That is actually in our wedding vows. So I do. He'll be pleased. I've got two multi-packs at the moment. Let's see if they fit in the suitcase. They sometimes end up a bit crunched up. And it's funny because when they come back in the back to Spain, put them in the kitchen, he won't binge on them. He'll like savour them. But then I'll be seeing them there thinking, oh, I really want a bag, but I'm not allowed to. It's like one of those things to tempt you and your willpower to not eat the bloody Monster Munch. So I have to make sure while I'm in the UK, I really tuck in. I love a British sandwich as well. Now, Spain do great bocadillos. A bocadillo is like a bit like a French stick, a Spanish stick, filled with ham on, cheese, all kinds of things, tortilla sometimes, Spanish omelette, amazing, great. but they can't make sandwiches. I'm sorry if you're listening and you're Spanish. You can't make sandwiches. You just don't know. My friends from Spain, when we come over to London or Brighton Pride or something, we just live off sandwiches. We go to Marks and Spencer's, Sainsbury's, Tesco. Oh, my goodness. Prawn mayo, one of my favourites. I love a chicken mayo or a chicken and bacon. Love that. BLT, just anything. Sandwiches and bread. Again, people might moan, but British bread for toast and, oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous. How do you like your toast, by the way? I love mine. It's got to be piping hot with butter on. Piping hot. If the butter does not melt, then you're in trouble. I won't eat it. If the butter is on there and it's not melting, I don't want it. It's too cold. It's too cold. It's got to be really, really hot toast. Love that. Oh, you can see, you can hear, for I get excited when talking about these things. Okay, let's do a like and a dislike. So we've mentioned British food. I'm a fan. I'm there. I'm like trying to sell it to the world. I've talked about the weather, so of course, we've talked about the weather, of course, a lot in the family. All British people do. It just goes round in a loop, in a circle. So I'm not going to keep on going on about the weather. There are perks to it, and I'm sure Spain would love some of this rain. It really, really needs it because it's super dry, gets far too hot. So if it could be shared, that would be kind of nice and seems a bit fairer, doesn't it? But a dislike about the UK, I would say, are the roads. Now, Alpine Cottage, where I am, is now near a main road. It never used to be as busy as it is. I think because the UK has got so many vehicles on it now that everywhere you go, you're just stuck in traffic. And there's bloody potholes and I don't know, something about driving in the UK, maybe something about driving in general. I don't really drive anymore, so it could be the same all over the world. Driving is not something I really enjoy much anymore. It feels a bit stressy. I used to hire a car. I don't do that anymore. I'm lucky I get lifts off people if I need to go somewhere. I'm fine on a train as long as it's on time, but driving, no, especially not in the UK. Too much hassle with parking and parking meters and fines and no, and speed camera. Oh, too much. No, not interested. I love these days in Barcelona. I'm on my bike, my electric bike, zooming around. Don't have to worry about traffic. I know it's going to take me half an hour to get to work, half an hour back. I know that I'm not going to be held up by anything. I just absolutely love that. And also the costs, I feel, for the environment. I'm not having to spend money on fuel or electricity or whatever. I don't have to pay for MOTs or insurance. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Great. If we could all get to work on bicycles, would be amazing. I know it's not always possible, but it would be great. Okay, let's go back on the like list. I love culture in the UK. I think the UK has got some of the best museums, theatres, entertainment in the world, for sure. This kind of culture where you can go and visit places, there are stately homes and ruins and art galleries and there's so much to see and do. You open a map and there's always something you can do or visit or go to. And such a variety, whether it's something to do with animals or gardens or homes or buildings or art or design. I think it's just one of the best places. And travelling around, there's so much to see and do. If you're in a city, there's little places to pop into. If you've got transport, you can drive there. I think for culture, Britain is a real wonderful place. And for showing real quality as well. Lots and lots of things are also free. I know a lot of people think travelling to the UK is expensive, and I think there are certain bits, for example, like hotels, that always seems to cost a lot. Transport seems to cost a lot. But there's also a lot of really good things as well. And I just love, you go to London and there are so many museums which are free to get into. And that's great entertainment. There's parks and gardens, and I love this. To tell the truth, these days when we go to places, David and I, our favourite thing is just to go to a park or a garden or a botanical garden, and normally they're free. And you can walk around. We love to be outside. We love to be seeing the sights. And of course, Britain has got so many sights, so much history. You heard me talking about the name of the village that we live in from the Anglo-Saxons, where there's very nearby is Chichester, a Roman town. Then you go to other places and there's influences by the Vikings. It is just wonderful. There's some great sites where I am, based in West Sussex, but also where I grew up more as an adult in Brighton. Fabulous places to visit, or very near as well, London. There's places all around the UK. Travel shows are one of my favourite things, and I really like learning also about the place that I grew up and places I still want to visit. So culture in the UK is one of the best things, and if you've visited, you'll know that, and if you've not, hit me up for some advice, and I'll give you lots of advice of places to go and things to see. Ooh, dislikes. What's going to be next? I'm going to have a think on this one. It really made me laugh. Jinx Monsoon. There's a video of her, so she hated people saying, "You're right," as a greeting. She found it really triggering when people say, "You're right, you okay?" Well, I think she felt she needed to answer, whereas we know if you're British, you... saying that, you always say you're fine. You never explain how you are feeling. You never really go into anything if you're feeling good or bad. Just say, "Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks." That's it. It's just a way. But she found it really triggering, the way I said, "You're right," like there's something wrong with you. I guess it is a kind of funny phrase. It makes me laugh. Some of the things that people say here can be either way. A lot of the time, I think the customer service in Britain is actually very good. People are very friendly, very kind. They'll talk to you. I genuinely think that's on the plus side, on the good side. You go into a restaurant or a cafe or a supermarket, and people are really, really friendly. I'm sure it's not everywhere. There will be some miserable old sods in places. But I think generally people are very nice, they're friendly, they want to help, and I think that's a really good thing. And actually, in this podcast, maybe if I don't do plus negative, it's not a bad thing as well. I should be selling my country. So I think I'll try and stay more on the positive. If I think of something negative, I'll let you know. But actually, let's stay more on the plus side, because I'm here and I'm enjoying it, and I'm very proud of where I come from. One of those things that I do find funny, in Spain, you ask someone where they're from and they will explain exactly where they're from and why they're proud of it. "We have the best jamón, we have the best water, we have the best tortilla, we have the best rice dishes, the best. You'll say to this in the UK, "Where are you from?" And they'll be like, "Yeah, it's a bit shit really, isn't it? Oh, I'm from here. Oh, it's a bit rubbish really, isn't it?" And almost you're convincing the other person that your place is shitter than theirs, which is, I think it really shows that British sense of humour. Of course, people will say they're also proud of lots of elements as well. But I think we're not so competitive when it comes to saying where we're from and that it has to be the best. We often will be like, "Oh yeah, it's not very good," or "That's a bit grim," or "That's a bit rubbish." But on the other side, I think deep down, we know what is good about where we come from, And we're proud of that. And when we're competing or when we're trying to sell things, of course, we want people to understand that our part of the country has great things to offer. Other things about the UK that are fabulous is the TV. Oh my goodness, we make some of the best TV shows in the world. The same with movies. British TV and movies are great. And we've watched a fair bit of TV. Now, of course, there is a load of shit on as well. There's some real rubbish. But some of the trashy shows are some of my favourites. And some of them are vintage. Come Dine With Me. Wow. How many years has that been going now? Must be about 20. It's absolutely great. And it's still going and it's addictive. I love things like the warm and comforting shows. Like anything with an antiques in it. Of course, the Antiques Roadshow is the classic. But there's antique travellers and antique bargain hunters and antiques this and antiques that. Love that. We love that. And it's great because, again, you can relate. I think most towns and villages in the UK have an antique shop or a charity shop where you hope to find a bargain. And that's another thing that is great about it, that you find something. One person's treasure is another person's trash. I've got that the wrong way around. One person's trash is another person's treasure. That's it indeed. And I love that. And those sort of programmes on TV. Again, some great shows about travel, about whether it's travelling different parts of the world or closer to home. Nature shows, again, if they're shows about showing life and nature and farming in the countryside in Britain or further afield, I think we have some of the best nature and animal documentaries in the world. And of course we have David Attenborough, bless him, he must be almost 100 now, and you just can't imagine a nature show without his voice, his dedication, his expertise. It's just incredible. So British TV is wonderful, whether it's a high quality drama that it like really hits you, or is it something thrilling, or whether it's some comedy. We do some great comedy. I don't particularly like, I would say it's on my dislike list, and that's a bit of a game show. There's one David watches every day in Spain, and it's fine. I love it when they win. I love it when they win. I really root for the people. But I just find they're very repetitive. I find the fact that it's the same sort of thing every week, I find it very repetitive and a bit boring. And I don't like that side of things. Sometimes it is nice when you see people win. I have to say, I really enjoy seeing people win. One of the other things, of course, is Drag Race UK. Now, going back to, of course, drag, I am Lady Red Velvet. I love Drag Race. The American one, of course, is the classic. It's so good. But I love the British one. The UK one is so good. The drag I can really relate to. The queens I can relate to. Just the way they are. Competitive, but not as competitive as the Americans. But also the quality is great. A lot of them look amazing these days, but also it's the talent they have of being able to sing or dance or be able to do comedy. I think the comedy is just so important, and that so ties in with British culture, the sense of humour. And I think this is what I bring to my drag and I bring to my shows in Spain. And I think people love that because it's a little bit different. It's a different sense of humour from a Spanish sense of humour. It's a different style. And what I like to do, of course, is mash it up with a little bit of the Spanish as well. And I think a lot of my drag I actually get from British TV. There are influences from when I grew up watching TV shows, from Heidi High to Yerang My Lord to Downton Abbey. These aspects I bring into my shows. And of course, I think one of my very first podcasts was Who Influences Me the Most. And it was people like Maggie Smith, Judy Dench, Julie Walters, French and Saunders, Victoria Wood, all these people from British TV. They're the ones that influence my drag and my comedy and my acting and all of these elements. So British TV is so good. It's so wonderful. So there we go. We've had a little look at some of the things I love, tiny bits that I don't like about the UK, but mostly it's got to be a plus point, doesn't it? It's got to be selling the wonderful UK. So thanks for tuning in and listening. Thank you for all those people that sent lovely messages to me about my mum and my dad. As I say, they're doing well. They're getting stronger, which is what we want. For our next podcast, there's going to be some exciting news coming soon. Lady Red Velvet has got some big plans for the future. And so it only seems right that we need to talk about it on my podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, UK hun, for Jinx Monsoon, you're right. You're right. Everything all right? And remember, if everything's not all right and you feel like it, just shout out Kayete Puta to those people that make you feel not all right. So enjoy. I will be back in Spain very soon and updating you more. Big kisses to you all and love from the UK and from my family.